This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. The novel coronavirus is officially considered a pandemic by the World Health Organization. In Wisconsin, there have been 8 confirmed cases of the virus, although none of them have been in Milwaukee. One person has recovered from the disease, but health officials are preparing for things to get worse. Governor Tony Evers declared a health emergency on Thursday so the state can access resources to respond to an outbreak. And colleges across the state are taking unprecedented action to limit large gatherings and keep people safe. Many schools are extending spring breaks, moving classes online, and canceling events and travel. UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee announced their decisions to suspend in-person classes on Wednesday, along with most other UW campuses. Several private colleges and universities, including Marquette, MSOE, El Verno, Concordia, and Cardinal Stritch, are also turning to remote instruction. WUWM education reporter Emily Files joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in studio to tell us more about the dramatic steps colleges are taking in response to COVID-19.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me how things have evolved in the last week when it comes to Wisconsin University's reaction to the coronavirus.
When this week started, there were no colleges or universities in Wisconsin that were halting in-person instruction. What colleges had done at that point was cancel study abroad programs and bring students home, especially from places that have large coronavirus outbreaks like Italy. But there were some major universities in other states canceling face-to-face instruction like Harvard, Columbia, and Ohio State. Then, this week on Wednesday, it was like watching dominoes fall. UW-Madison announced that it was suspending in-person instruction. And after that, one after another, more universities made similar decisions to suspend in-person classes.
Right. They just keep on coming. So why did UW-Madison decide to cancel in-person classes, and why now?
The coronavirus is becoming a more imminent threat in the U.S., and for universities here, the timing right now is really key because a lot of them have spring break coming up next week. So they're thinking students are going to be going back home, maybe to states where there are a large number of COVID-19 infections, and then they're coming back to campus. Is that safe? So Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank said at a press conference Wednesday that they're asking students to leave for spring break and not come back if they don't have to.
It has become clear that now is the time for the university to take broader action. Earlier today, I announced that we were suspending face-to-face instruction starting March 23rd, when students would typically return to classes following spring break. This will be in place until at least April 10th, and we will reevaluate this decision in early April.
So they're asking students to not come back to campus, but what about international students or other students who don't have a permanent home that's easy to get back to, that they stay on campus year-round, even during these breaks?
UW-Madison and other universities are saying that accommodations will be made for students who need to stay in university housing.
So which other colleges have followed UW-Madison's lead and suspended in-person classes?
A lot of them. Almost all of the UW campuses have taken that step. Some of them, including UW-Milwaukee, are also extending their spring break by an extra week to give instructors more time to adapt their classes for remote delivery. MATC just announced Thursday evening that they're suspending classes all of next week to prepare for a switch to online delivery. So locally, there's UWM, Marquette, MSOE, El Verno, Concordia, MIAD, Carthage, Cardinal Stritch. All of those schools have taken similar steps. But this is a rapidly changing situation, and there are probably other schools that will join that list. And also, a lot of the colleges are hoping to return to normal in-person instruction mid-April, but that decision will be made depending on the coronavirus situation.
Right. Nothing is quite for sure yet. So how are students and professors reacting to this news? I'm sure it will be a lot of work to move classes that were meant to be taught face-to-face into an online mode.
Yeah, it's just going to be an unprecedented challenge for teachers and students. I was on UWM's campus on Tuesday before an official announcement about moving classes online had happened, but there was discussion happening about it. So I talked to some department leaders about what this would look like for them to move almost all online in whatever way they can. And Kaushal Chari is the dean of the Lubar School of Business. He told me his thoughts.
And online is not that easy. It takes a lot of training, a lot of preparation, a lot of planning to do a good job. And so getting everyone on board with the adequate training in a short period of time is not going to be easy.
And I also talked to Suzanne Boyd. She's the chair of the UWM Mathematics Department. She said the more than 100 math instructors are going to need a lot of support to move classes online.
What I want is people to come to my department, like tomorrow, and start offering training sessions in computer labs. I'm not even sure how many of our faculty members have a laptop with a webcam in it. So it may not be easy for them to just pop open their webcam and, you know, record a lecture. They may not have a chalkboard at home on which to write.
So UWM administrators heard these concerns from faculty, and that's one major reason they're extending the spring break by an extra week to provide more time. But it's still going to be a major challenge.
So what about the students? What are they saying?
I talked to UWM pre-med student Angelique Kramer on Tuesday morning before an official decision had been made, and she was pretty skeptical about whether she would be able to get the same level of education through online classes.
For a lot of people, I know I'm one of them, I hate online classes. It doesn't work for me. It's easy for me to get wrapped up in doing other things, like going to work, picking up more shifts, and doing this and that, because you don't feel like you have the need to go to class because you're not there, and especially, and that's going to happen if the classes are closed.
There are also questions about students who don't have laptops at home or who don't have reliable internet access, but universities are trying to figure out how to help those students.
Right. So what about all the classes, you know, I'm thinking like performing arts or science classes with labs? How can those be transferred online? Most of those require you to have hours in those settings.
Yeah, the answer from a lot of universities and colleges is that we're still figuring those questions out. There are some classes that just might not work with online delivery. UW-Madison says that research labs will continue to operate and students working in those labs will continue with their work there. I talked to Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design President Jeff Morin on Thursday. MIAD made the decision to extend spring break by a week and move instruction online as much as possible. But it's an art and design school, and Morin said it's going to be difficult for the classes that require hands-on learning.
There are some areas that are going to be particularly challenging. So when it comes to direct observational drawing, for instance, figure drawing, drawing of a model where everyone is working in the same room from the same subject matter, we're going to have to rethink how to get students up to speed with particular skills while not having that direct experience for the next few weeks.
MIAD is going to keep studio labs where students do things like photo production and screen printing open, at least for now, but the school will not be holding in-person instruction in those spaces.
So we have a situation where there are all these colleges canceling face-to-face classes kind of on an unprecedented level. But what about all the younger students, the K-12 schools? Why haven't those school districts been making similar announcements this week?
K-12 districts like Milwaukee Public Schools have different considerations. It's a more difficult call to make in some ways. Many of the students rely on the meals that they get in school. Many families can't afford to stay home with students if school is canceled, whereas college students are more independent and can take care of themselves for the most part. So, and also online delivery of college classes is maybe easier than K-12 schools because colleges are used to offering at least some classes online. So it's definitely something that we're starting to see in other states. K-12 districts have closed in Washington and New York. Ohio announced on Thursday that schools would close there, but Wisconsin hasn't taken that step yet.
Well, and we'll certainly fill in our listeners as we learn more. Emily, thanks for filling us in on how schools are responding to the coronavirus.
Thank you.
Emily Files is WUWM's education reporter, and she joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about the steps colleges are taking in response to the coronavirus. You can find all of our related coverage at WUWM.com/coronavirus.